Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this last episode of 2016 for the Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I'm really excited about 2017. I'm looking forward to a new year and a new set of challenges. I have a lot of exciting things in my own life on the horizon, and so I'm really looking forward to that kind of flip to the calendar. This is the last time we kind of get to talk in 2016, and so I've spent some time over the holidays thinking about, you know, what are some things that I think people could do in their creative life to set them up to have a really successful 2017. And I came up with a list of five things. So I wanted to talk about those five things that I think you could employ into your creative life that would make a significant difference. And I've looked at a lot of other top 10 lists for the end of the year and looked at a lot of other blogs and things like that. And so, as you know, with this podcast, we don't talk a lot about specific types of gear, specific techniques or things like that. And this list is very similar. So I don't have a list of the kind of gear you need to buy or the kind of things you need to focus on with a certain skill. These are much more generic to your creative life. So I think no matter what you're doing, whether you're shifting into cooking, if you're doing photography, if you're going to work on something else, most of these are pretty generic towards how you could live a more effective creative life. And I would encourage you to, if you don't use these five, to come up with your own list of new things you're going to do for 2017. And while resolution is something I don't do, I don't ever make a New Year's resolution, because I think we should always attempt to evolve over time and not wait for a major milestone like a calendar to tell us to try something new. And resolutions oftentimes seem to fail. So in that regard, I've really tried to come up with, like I said, this list of five things that I think are just things that are easy to incorporate into how we approach our creativity and approach our creative life. So hopefully you're able to do that. And if not, like I said, coming up with your own list of things you think you can accomplish, I think is always a great thing. The first thing on that list is to remove the word should and replace it with the word want. And I think you should do that five times in keeping with the five list theme. So remove five shoulds from your life and add five wants. Because one of the things that happens with creativity that I've learned, at least in my own creative process and in working with others, is that we follow the path of energy. We follow the path of least resistance. And we're a lot more creative. We're a lot more happy with what we come up with in our creative life. And if we're doing things because we should do them, that puts an obligation concept around them. It makes them feel like we have to do it and we may not want to do it. Things we want to do, there's a lot of passion and a lot of energy that comes out of wanting something. If you think about being a kid and those presents you wanted and how passionate you were about those, or if you really want to read a certain book and you go out and get it, or you want to take a trip, you might save money for it. So there's a lot of things that want affords that I think are great, and it removes that obligation. It removes the have to do something and makes it so that we want to do something. So I would encourage you to sit down and think about the five things that you should do. You know, I should learn more about Photoshop. I should learn all the dials on my camera. I should learn XYZ and focus on the want. I want to take more macro photographs. I want to go out and explore the countryside more. I want to travel more. Whatever those wants are, think about how to incorporate those into your creative life. The second comes from the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman general and a philosopher, and he was a Stoic. And one of the things that the Stoics focus on is that we control our reaction to things because we don't control the events. We're at the complete mercy, like a flowing river. We're at the mercy of the river and the rocks tumbling in the river. But what we can control is our reaction to those events. So one of the things I would encourage you to do in your creative life is recognize that how you respond to the situation, how you respond to the challenges you face, that your reaction to those, your response to those is completely in your control. So while you may not be able to control the weather when you go out to photograph, you can control whether you stay optimistic to the day or pessimistic to the day. If you show up and kind of need a different camera gear, instead of reacting negatively to that, you've got a chance to really refocus your energy and control that initial response you have to that. So focusing on how you perceive the situation, I think, is a really important part of the creative process and something we can really take from the Stoics as an empowerment to how to approach our creativity in a much more progressive and successful way than just having to worry about being at the mercy of a number of events. The third thing is to give your old camera gear to somebody. So we all have camera gear laying around that we potentially don't use anymore. We think about selling it on eBay or trading it in to buy new camera gear. But one of the things that happened to me over the month of December is I bumped into a couple of people and I heard them talking about they're getting their first camera and that somebody gave them their first camera or somebody gave them their favorite camera. And they really weren't into photography before then. They really weren't connected to any kind of art before. And somebody was willing to take what was basically an old junk camera to them and give it to the person and give them a creative spark, a chance to find their passion in the visual arts, a chance to find their passions in photography. And I've always thought that's such an amazing thing. So I would encourage you to dig back through your camera bags, find those old cameras that you maybe don't use anymore. I know a lot of people, you have an old film camera laying around. I'm sure there's somebody at the high school or at the local art center or somewhere that would take that camera and give it to somebody who could use it. It's amazing to watch somebody's face light up at the opportunity to be giving something that has some value to it and allow them to have some level of creative expression. So I would encourage you to really take that chance to jump out there, give that equipment away. And I think you'll also find in yourself, knowing that you've created that creative spark in somebody else, will give you some creative fuel in your tank that'll help you actually stay creative and work that process through 2017. Similar to number one, I think the fourth thing is to follow through on your commitments. Because one of the things I found in my own creative process is I make a commitment to do something and then it falls to the wayside. I come up with excuses. I kind of move it into that should category. But I think following through on commitments is really important to our creative process, because one of the things that works in the creative process, one of the things that really hallmarks the people who live amazingly creative lives, is they have a creative routine that they follow. They might get up in the morning and journal first thing in the morning. Then they might meditate. They go for a walk. They come back and they paint. Whatever that process is, other people, they might listen to certain music and go to yoga. Whatever that process is, they follow the same routine on a regular basis. And it's in that routine, it's in that repetition of the same things over and over again that they're able to build a really creative, a really big creative reservoir to draw from. And so I think it's important that we follow through on those commitments. And one of the things that I think happens to a lot of us is we make too big of commitments too soon. So we're like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and work out for 3 hours every day. Well, maybe it's go to the gym 3 days a week and work your way up. But committing and making sure you go those 3 days. Photography is the same way. If you don't take photographs a lot and then you commit to taking a photograph every day and then you miss 2 or 3 days, it's really easy to get down on yourself for not being successful in what you were attempting to do. So I think making those commitments a little bit smaller, making the bites a little bit easier to chew on, you'll be a lot more successful with that. I also think that we sometimes think of small as not having a significant impact, or we think about simple as not having a significant impact. But sometimes it's the smallest and most simple change in our creative life makes the biggest difference. So it might be if just getting up and writing for 10 minutes every morning might be all it takes over a cup of coffee, or listening to meditative music while you're on the bus riding to work for that 20 minutes. Whatever it is, just that small and simple, you'll be amazed at the power of small and simple. And you might find that that translates into a lot of other aspects of your creativity. The final thing I think everybody should do for 2017, you can knock out in January. So you can get that commitment. You can get it done in January. You can check off a big success list. But I think you should go back and print. We've talked about printing in this podcast. I'm a huge fan of the print. I believe in the tangibility of the print. I think having that actual paper to work with is so important to understanding your actual work. So you're going to print your 10 best images from 2016. And not worrying about whether or not they hold together as a portfolio, not worrying about whether they collectively hold together as an artist statement, but go back through your work, find your 10 best prints, and print those. Get those into a box, look at those, live with those on the wall, and celebrate the fact that you created these 10 amazing images for the year. Because that's also one of the things that I have found in the creative process that fuels the energy for next year. You need to create, which drains the tank, but yet fills the tank at the same time. So celebrating the fact that you created this work, you completed this work, you got those images to a point where you were ready to print them, that is huge fuel for the tank in 2017. And that's why I think getting that knocked out early, get that done in early January, mid-January, that's going to set you up with a really strong foundation for you to be able to work on your creative process through the rest of the year. So there you have it. There's 5 things that I kind of think everybody should do for 2017. You've got the remove shoulds and replace them with your wants. Control your reaction to the events and recognizing that we don't always control the events that happen in front of us, but we definitely can control our response to them. Give away some of your old camera gear to somebody. Set that spark and inspire somebody else. Follow through on the commitments you make to yourself and to others. And then finally, print those 10 best images. I hope you have a great new year. I hope you have a great time no matter where you are in the world, no matter how you celebrate the new year. I hope you have a great time. I hope you're safe. And I look forward to seeing everybody in 2017. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. Like I said, we're getting close to interview month. We've got some workshops, some online workshops coming up that you'll hear about in the next podcast. So we'll go ahead and talk about those as we start 2017. Have a great week behind the camera, and I'll see you next year.